好，请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音五章。
Please turn to your Bible to Book of Matthew, Chapter 5.
我们今天就念一节经文，第三节。
Today we only read one verse, verse 3 of Chapter 5.
好，我们一起来念。请，虚心的人有福了。因为天国是他们的。
Let's read together, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们今天讲到就讲这一节经文。
Today we only going to preach on this verse.
这是八福的第一福。
This is the first blessing of eight blessings.
主耶稣讲八福，他不是任意排列的。
These eight blessings, when Jesus say it, it's not randomly ordered.
这个八福有明确的先后顺序。
It has a order.
它这个顺序是以属灵进程的逻辑顺序排列的。
It's ordered by the logical sequence of our spiritual growth.
我们看前面四福。
Let's see the first four blessings.
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness.
这四个福主要是指向基督徒里面的性格。
These blessings are pointed at our innate characters.
而从第五、第六、第七福是指基督徒对别人应该有的态度。
The blessing from 5 to 7 is a point at our Christian's attitude towards other people.
第八福是世人对基督徒的态度，我们基督徒应该有的回应。
The number 8 blessing is the attitude of the world towards our Christians and our what we should respond.
因此我们认识到虚心的人有福了，是引入到其他八个福、其他七个福的关键。
We shall realize the first blessing, blessed are the poor in spirit, is the key for us to get all other blessings.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以在天国里，全是虚心的人。
So in the kingdom of heaven, everybody there is poor in spirit.
我们可以说，虚心是进入天国的先决条件。
The first condition for you to enter the heaven is poor in spirit.
那么这个虚心显然不是我们人天然的属性。
So this poor in spirit cannot be our person as a person, our natural character.
这个虚心一定是从耶稣基督赐给我们新生命里流露出来的。
This poor in spirit must come from our new life, which Jesus Christ had given to us.
是上帝坐在我们里面的。
It's God who did this work in us.
耶稣在正在宝训开始，首先就教训了我们虚心的人有福这个真理。
Jesus, in the Sermon of the Mount, first he teaches us, blessed are the poor in spirit, this truth.
我们要看到整篇的登山宝训，就如我们能看到一座山。
When we see the Sermon of the Mount, we should have this image. We are climbing a mountain.
我们看到这山，我们现在准备登山了。
We saw this mountain. We are prepared to climb.
首先我们要明白
First we shall know
爬这座山不是我们能力所能爬上去的。
Depend on our own strength, we shall not able to climb this mountain.
如果我们以为登山宝训是我们可以爬上去的，我们能够遵行的，
If we say we can climb the mountain or the summit of the mountain, we can do it on our own,
那么我们就没有明白虚心的人有福了这个道理。
That means we didn't understand the poor in spirit, blessed are the poor in spirit, this truth.
整篇的登山宝训对我们也不会产生真正的果效。
So there will be no effect on us of this seminar.
所以说虚心的人有福了是很重要的。
So blessed as a poor in spirit is very important.
下面我们要分享什么样才是真正虚心的人。
Now let's share what does it mean to be poor in spirit.
第一点我们要和大家分享的，虚心的人不是我们天然的属性。
The first, poor in spirit is not our natural character.
在我们许多人没有成为基督徒之前
when we, most of us, haven't become a Christian yet,
我们也有许多虚心的外在表现。
We may have some outward experience of modesty or humbleness.
但是我们里面根本没有真正的虚心的实质。
But we don't have the true humbleness and the modesty and the poor in spirit inside us.
例如，有些人他天生就不喜欢表现自己。
For example, some people, you know, when they don't have the nature to express themselves.
不管他在什么样的人群里面。
Doesn't matter where they are, in what type of social group.
他都不会站在人的前面显露自己，出头露面。
They will not come out and stand in front of people.
他只会往后退，退到背后。
They always stay behind.
这种生来便是软弱、缺乏勇气的人。
These people who are born too weak and don't have boldness in them,
并不一定是虚心的人。
They're not too pure in the poor in spirit.
当我思想到这里的时候，
when I think about this,
我想这几乎也是我的性格。
This is almost my character.
我就是不喜欢在人面前出头露面。
I don't like to stand before people.
所以说我从小就是喜欢做一个安分守己的老百姓。
And I just want to be an ordinary citizen.
所以说有时候领导一看，这个人挺老实。
And sometimes the leader may say, oh, this guy is faithful.
我可以抬举他，让他有点任务，有点责任。
And the leader may elevate me to a position with some kind of responsibility.
一旦领导有对我这样看法的时候，
But when the teacher has this view on me,
我就会成为一个不受排斥的人。
Then I become a person who does not follow the order.
因为我不想出头露面。
Because I don't want to stand in front of
me. 我不想指挥人。所以实在说，也就是说，我根本没有一个领导能力的人。
And I don't know what people think so means I don't have leadership in me.
当然，虚心也不是一种刻意要表现自己的谦卑。
Of course, poor in spirit is not something you want to show as a humbleness.
在我年轻的时候，在我周围就是说看到很多这样的人。
When I was young back in China, we saw many of this type of people.
这些这样的人在领导面前特别谦卑，特别虚心。
And then when they are in front of the leader, they are truly humble, they are really modest.
有时候他的谦卑我们都看不过去。
Sometimes this kind of humbleness we cannot even see.
但是这绝不是虚心。
But it's not pure in spirit.
这只是在那种集权制度下的一种人格的扭曲。
This is the twist, you know, the human character was twisted in under that type of system, the government.
其实这种情况在属灵的团体里有时候也会发生。
But even in our spiritual fellowship, among us, it might happen.
因为属灵上虚心是一种美德。
Spiritual humbleness is a good virtue.
所以许多时候我们有意无意的都会表现出自己很虚心，很有这个美德。
But in our, you know, fellowship, sometimes we may deliberately or not deliberately, and to show we have this good virtue.
然而，当我们刻意要表现自己一些什么东西的时候
，But when we truly want to show this good virtue,
我们已经在这个思维当中了。
We are in this system.
所以，当我们要表示自己虚心的时候
，But when we want to show we are poor in spirit,
我们已经失去了虚心的美德。
We lost this at the good virtue.
日立瓦有一位牧师，他又是历史学家，叫比利克斯邦纳格。
Long time ago, there is a pastor in Geneva, and he's also a historian. His name is Felix Bankader.
他是1814年到1870年在。日立瓦当了牧师的。
He lived from 1814 to 1874 in Geneva.
在他认到家人的时候，他说
，When he talked about Calvin,
让我们不要将他所不愿不所不会接受的称赞嫁给他。
Let us not give him the praise which he does not want. He will not accept.
他总是不加思索，无需努力地将一切成就与荣耀完全给给上帝。
He always gave the accomplishment and glory to God without a thought and effortless.
没有任何证据表明。
There's no base.
加尔文曾经试图将哪怕是成就中最小的一部分归给他自己。
Calvin never tried to make a small accomplishment to himself. He never did.
马丁路德曾多次自满地写道
Martin Luther actually wrote this.
像他这样一个可怜的秀师，竟能叫教皇颤抖。
Like him, a humble priest who can make the Pope tremble.
竟能如此搅动一个世界
He can stir up the whole world.
加尔文永远不会说这样的话
But Calvin would never say a word about such things.
即使在他灵魂的最深处
Even in his deep spiritual
他甚至从未看上去要说这样的话
He never seems to want to say this kind of word.
无论你从哪个角度来观察认识这个人
It doesn't matter which angle so you want to examine and know this person.
从最小的事到最大的事上
From the smallest to the biggest.
他永远只有一个想法
He always have one thought.
上帝行作万事，万事都是出于他。
God did everything, and everything come from God.
我在这里摘录比利克斯邦乃克这一段话。
Now I paraphrase Felix's word.
目的是要说明，真正虚心谦卑的人，在上帝面前是没有自己的。
I just want to say, for the people who are truly humble, truly poor in spirit, in front of God, there's no self.
他连想都不会想自己有什么可夸口的。
He will never even think of what he can boast.
所以，一个真正虚心的人。
So a person who is truly poor in spirit,
他的虚心是从生命里流露出来的。
His humbleness, his modesty, his poor in spirit comes from his life.
所以我们不需要压抑自己的性格
So we don't need to suppress our character
压抑自己的真正的性情
Suppress our own true feeling
压抑的话可能会有谦卑虚心的外表
We do that, we may have an outward appearance Our humbleness or poor in spirit,
却不是一个真正虚心谦卑的人
but not a true poor in spirit person.
这样的人可能得到人的称赞。
This type of person may get praise from man.
然后在上帝那里什么也没有。
But in God, he has nothing.
虽然我上面所提到的有关人表现的谦虚虚心。
What I just talk about, you know, the people have modesty and humbleness.
这种表现一般全是在中国环境中比较多。
In China, in that environment, there might be more of this type of examples.
这是在那个制度下的产物。
It's a product of that system.
但在美国却恰恰相反。
In America, it might be opposite.
在美国，每个人都可以充分地表现自己。的本相。
In America, everybody can freely express himself fully.
不需要虚伪的伪装自己。
Don't fake up, use fake humbleness.
装扮成非常谦虚、非常虚心的人。
Yeah, fake, humble and modesty.
甚至在美国，表现可以表现的比自己本来的更加强。
In America, he might have the appearance he's really capable, have great abilities.
更加有信心。
And has a great spirit.
让别人感到自己是个非常有能力的人。
And so other people think he's a person with great capabilities.
甚至可以完成自己所从事专业中的任何工作。
He can do anything in his profession.
能够胜任。自己所从事专业的任何职位
and can take the any position in his profession.
这就是美国的社会。
This is American society.
如果我们在美国这个环境中很长时间
when we are in this country for a long time,
我们也会有这种竞争的意志。
We slowly learn to have this competitive edge.
我相信在座的每位求职的人在写求职申请的时候不会说 我很多很多不会。
And for us, when we are looking for a job, we will not put on our resume what we cannot do.
只会把自己的强项自己会的全部写上。
And we are only going to write our strengths and what we can do.
现在在国内也是。
Now, In China, they're doing the same thing.
你如果要申请一个外资企业的工作
if you want to apply for a job that's a joint venture or a foreign company,
自然会把自己的履历、简历美化一番。
Yeah, we will say all the good right things in our resume.
不然真的很难被老板选中、被录取。
If you don't do that, and it's very difficult for you.For you to find a job.
所以现在谦卑或者虚心似乎成了一个无能的代名词。
Well, in China, you know, if you're humble and you're modest, they might take that as equivalent to incapable.
这样看来，如果我们遵守八福的第一福
，Now if we look now, if we follow this first blessing of our eight blessings.
我们就在这个社会上没有一点竞争能力。
So in this society, we are highly competitive, and we lost our competitiveness edge.
我们就会没有工作。
We may not find a job.
我们就没法在这个社会生存。
We may not live.
如果我们解读主耶稣的第一福，得到这样的结果
，If this is what I think, the first blessings.
肯定是我们解读出了问题。
We must got something wrong.
主耶稣在这里说虚心的人有福了，这句话不是在人对人的时候所要表现的。
When Jesus said, blessed are those poor in spirit, this is not that, when it's not on the people to people, relationships.
而是我们人在上帝面前所应该有的表现。
But it's what human in front of God what we should behave.
如果人在上帝面前不感觉到自己邻里的贫乏
，If a person in front of God don't feel who is poor in spirit.
那表示他没有真正的面对上帝。
That means he has not faced God.
这才是八福中第一福的意思。
This is what the first blessing means.
关于人与人之间的关系。
About the human in relationships.
圣经中也有教导。
In the Bible, there is teaching on that as well.
但是不是在八福里。
It's not in the eight blessings.
罗马书十二章第三节，大家可以翻一下罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。第三节。
Verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看着合乎中道。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you are, but rather think of yourself with somber judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我们看后面四节五节就知道，保罗在这里所说的是指我们教会中服事的搭配。
If we continue reading verse 4 and 5, we know here Paul is teaching us what we should do among our co-workers within the church.
虽然是指我们教会中我们服事该如何在恩赐上的搭配。
Although it's teaching us how we should behave with regard of each other in the church.
但是这个原则用在世上完全没有问题。
But this principle we can apply to our work and how we should behave in this world.
不要看自己过于所当看的。
Do not think of yourself more highly than you are.
在这里就告诉我们，不要过高的看自己，以为只有自己是最了不起的。
It's teaching here is do not look yourself too high and think yourself is the most important person.
别人都不行，这就是骄傲自夸。
And so when we think other people cannot do anything, that means you have pride and you are boasting.
这是自以为是的性格。
And you have self-righteousness in you.
这些性格的特征与谦卑虚心是恰恰相反的。
And this character is opposite to humble, poor in spirit.
但是他还也说了，不要小看自己。
But it also teaching us,
认为自己什么也不是。
Do not overlook yourself and think yourself is nothing.
而是要看自己看得合乎中道。
But think of yourself in accordance with the measure of the faith of God has given to you.
因此我们在人面前。
So in front of people,
与人相处，与人相处。
When we interact with people,
既不要高抬自己，也不要低看自己。
Do not think too highly of you, but do not overlook yourself and think yourself low.
看自己合乎中道是最好的。
In the middle is the best.
这是圣经很平衡的教导。
And this is a balanced teaching of the Bible.
我前面说了，保罗说虚心的有福了，是指我们在上帝面前要虚心。
I said before, the Bible teaches us poor in spirit is what we should do in front of the God.
所以我第二点要和大家分享的，在上帝面前的虚心。
My second point is in front of God, we should be poor in spirit.
和本圣经翻译为虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In the Union translation, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
新译本和吕正中译本都翻为心里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And there's a new translation, or Lu Zhenzhen translation, they all translated as blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
心里贫穷的翻译比虚心翻译更加准确。
Poor in spirit is better than just a modest.
我想我们手中的英文本翻译是指心里贫穷的，因为这的确是原文的意思。
And I believe in the English, the translation is poor in spirit, and which is true. That's also what should be the original meaning of the original text.
他这里心里贫穷是显然是一种对上帝的时候应该有的心态。
And here, poor in spirit obviously is teaching us what we shall behave in front of God.
而不是面对人的时候的一种状况。
It's not what we should when we dealing with people.
所以八福的第一福是指基督徒在上帝面前应该知道自己是一无所有。
So the first blessing for Christians means in front of God we are nothing, we have nothing.
我们看圣经中许多人物在上帝面前的虚心，见在上帝面前的谦卑。
Now let's look at many Bible characters, how they are.Poor in spirit in God, in front of God.
这些人在上帝面前都感觉自己什么也不是。
All these people, when standing in front of God, they know they feel they're nothing.
是心里贫穷的人。
And they are poor in spirit.
你看，我们看知道到上帝呼召摩西要将以色列人从埃及带出来的时候。
And when God calling Moses.To ask him to lead the Israelites come out from Egypt.
摩西对耶和华是怎么说的？
What Moses said to God.
摩西说：“主啊，我数日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。”
Oh Lord, I'm not good at expressing, and even.You said this to me. I still behave this way.
我本是拙口笨舌的。
I'm dumb and I cannot say.
所以说，摩西在上帝面前非常谦卑，觉得自己不行。
So Moses is a truly humble person in front of God, and no, he cannot do anything.
大卫写了许多诗篇。
David in a lot of his psalms.
我们从大卫诗篇里都能够看到他在上帝面前这种谦卑，这种觉得自己的无能。
We can see his humbleness in front of God, and in all his psalms he truly expressed he cannot do anything.
我们也看先知以赛亚在他看到异象以后他立刻就说
prophet Isaiah after he saw the vision what he said
祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He said, "Woe to me! I'm going to die because my lips are not clean, and I live in among the people who are not clean."
来到新约的彼得，他是一个勇敢的人。
Let's go to the New Testament. Peter, he's a brave person.
他没有什么胆怯。他非也不缺乏信心
and he's not lack of faith and he's always bold always brave
他一直保留着自己这个主要的性格
he always keeps this character
但是当他见到主耶稣的时候他说主啊离开我吧因为我是个罪人
but after he saw when first time he truly saw what Jesus is Lord Jesus is he said Lord, apart from me, because I'm a sinner.
使徒保罗就自述来说，他从小就是在犹太教有名望的拉比加玛利的门徒。
Let's say Apostle Paul, knowledge wise, when he was little, he is a disciple of the Rabbi Gamaliel has a school.
他是个法利赛人。
He is also a Pharisee.
就宗教的热心来说，他是并不教会的。
He is zealous for the religion and he persecutes the church.
就律法的义来说，他是无可指责的。
And following the law, he has nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong.
然而，当他去大马士的路上与复活的主相遇之后
，But when he met the resurrected Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus,
他将自己过去的一切都看作有损的。
Now he see everything what he done before is bad credit.
在永恒的上帝面前，我们在世上所有的一切都是没有任何意义的。
In front of the eternal God, what we have, what we've done on this world has no meaning.
所以保罗他为了主耶稣已经丢弃万事，将这一切都视为粪土了。
So Paul left everything and see all these bad things and for the Lord Jesus.
当然，主耶稣降杯是我们在上帝面前虚心的最好例子。
Of course.The humbleness of Jesus in front of God is the poor in spirit, the best example.
我在上一次讲到的时候，讲到主耶稣受洗和他受魔鬼试探的时候已经讲过了。
I preached about this when we talk about the baptism of Jesus and when he was tempted by the devil.
主耶稣谦卑的完全与我们认同。
He humbled to be one of us.
在事工上，主耶稣虽然是上帝的儿子。
In ministry work, although he is the Son of God,
他就是上帝。
And he is God.
但是他还说
，But he still said,
我若靠着自己，什么也不能做。
If I depend on myself, I cannot do anything.
他又说，我对你们所说的话都是凭着自己说的。乃是住在乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
And he also said, the word I say to you are not just my own, rather is the Father living in me who's doing his work.
所以被上帝重用的仆人，他们有个共同的特点，就是在上帝面前虚心。
So, all the people who loved by God and did his ministry work, all his servants, they all have the same character. That means they are poor in spirit in front of God.
认定自己在上帝面前一无所有。
They know they don't have anything in front of God.
一个在上帝面前心里贫穷的人，最大的特点就是喜悦上帝的话。
A person who are poor in spirit, the major character is they love the word of God.
敬畏上帝的话，将上帝的话作为我们行事为人的最高准则。
They fear the word of God and they use the word of God as their principle of living.
然而在今天，许多基督徒却没有把上帝的话当作上帝的话来看。
But today, a lot of Christians do not put God's word as God's word.
我们许多时候随意的按己意来解读上帝的话。
And for us, a lot of times we read God's word by our own desire and our own mind.
拿上帝的话来支持自己已经认定的一个观念。
And use God's word to support opinion we already formed.
不是上帝的话来改变我们的意念，改变我们的情感。
Not using God's word to change our feeling, our mind.
将自己服务在上帝的话底下。
So we can kneel down before the word of God.
而是上帝的话必须合乎我的心思意念。
Yeah, but what we did is we use God's word, make God's word follow our own mind.
合乎我的情感。
Follow our feelings.
不然我就将它删除掉。
Otherwise, we just delete it.
不看。
we're not reading.
看了也没看到。
You when we see it, and we just say we didn't see.
因此，我们许多人许多时候。
So in many times, in many ways.
在上帝的话语面前，不是一个虚心的人。
We are not poor in spirit in front of the word of God.
我们有许多东西。在自己心里有许多东西持守着把持着不肯放下。
We have too many things in our heart that we don't want to delete, we don't want to throw away.
所以我们在上帝面前不是一个心里贫穷的人。
We are not poor in spirit.
上帝的话也不能够进入到我们里面生命里面。
This way, the word of God cannot enter our heart, enter our life.
来改变我们的生命。
Our life will not be changed.
这样我们就不是个虚心的人，就不会从上帝那里得从上帝那里来的福。
Therefore, we're not poor in spirit, and we're not get blessings from God.
天国也不会成为我们的国。
The kingdom of God is not our nation.
如果被称为基督徒，也不是一个真正的基督徒。
You were called Christians, we're not a true Christian.
因为与天国没有关系。
And we have no relationship with the kingdom of God.
这是一件很悲哀的事情。
It's very sad.
我们要警醒。
We should remind ourselves.
要在上帝面前成为一个虚心的人。
In front of God, we must be a person of poor in spirit.
如果一个人在上帝面前都不能虚心，就不可能在人面前会有真正的虚心。
Yeah, on the other hand, if one person cannot be poor in spirit in front of God, how can he be humble and modest in front of other people?
当然，要成为个虚心人，不是靠我们自己过修道士这样的生活就能成的。
Of course, if we want to live by poor in spirit, it's not saying we just have to act like a monk. Even that, you cannot get it anyway.
这种修道士的生活全是异教徒或者说中世纪的基督教天主教徒所遵循的方法。
It's infidels, or you know, in the Middle Ages, some Christians, the Puritans, they live by that way.
以为我们跑到深山里脱离这个社会我们就能够虚心了。
They were thinking, if we left this corrupt society, then we go to the mountains and we live by ourselves, we'll become poor in spirit.
只要我们自己肉体受苦苦待自己我们就虚心了。
If we can punish our own body and our body suffer, then we'll be poor in spirit.
我们去过非常艰苦的生活，非常苦的生活，我们就虚心了。
We go to live in a really suffering life. In that way, we'll be in a poor in spirit.
在这里，就是说，我说我们去过非常艰苦的生活，我们不要和我们过简朴生活相混淆。
Here, when I say we go to live in a life of suffering, or which is different from what we should do, which is a simple life.
基督徒过简朴生活是蒙上帝悦纳的。
If we live a simple life, we're blessed by God.
当我们刻意的去脱离社会，肉体受苦，过清苦的生活，我们其实这时候我们就会更加注意自己。
If we, you know, by ourselves, we were seeking to leave this society, to live a suffering life.In that way, actually, we aren't really put more emphasis on us.
当我们注意自己的时候，我们就不会虚心。
If we, you know, look at ourselves, then we're not really poor in spirit.
那怎么样我们能够虚心呢？
So, in what way we can be truly poor in spirit?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
仰望上帝。
Look at Jesus. Look at God.
仰望上帝好像是句很空的话。
If we say, you know, look at God, then it's really abstract.
具体的说，仰望上帝就是读上帝的话。
So specifically, particularly, we should read God's word.
读我们手中的这本圣经。
Read this Bible.
读上帝在圣经中的律法。
Read the laws.Written in this Bible.
要在圣经中看到上帝对我们的期望。
from the Bible we can read what God expected of us.
当我们一直在上帝话语中有这样的默想的时候，
when we, you know, have our devotion, devotions and think about God's word in our life,
我们会对上帝有更深的认识。
We'll know more about God, know deeply, more deep than, deeper understand God.
也更知道上帝期望我们成为一个什么样的人。
We can understand more what God expected of us.
也会明白自己在天国中的使命。
And we'll know what we need, what He expected of us in the kingdom of God.
当我们有这些认识的时候，我们就会认识到，看到自己是多么的贫穷。
If we truly understand this,
我们做不到。
We will know how poor in spirit we are.
我们只有在上帝面前虚心。
We can be truly poor in spirit in front of God.
求上帝赐给我们信心，赐给我们力量，赐给我们能力。
And ask God give us our faith, our strength.
这时候我们才是一个虚心的人。
And on this way, we truly become poor.
是个合乎上帝心意的人。
And where the person follows God's will.
也是天国里的真正子民。
And we become the citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
所以说，一个在上帝面前虚心的人。
So a person who is a poor in spirit in God, in front of God.
就是承认自己在上帝面前一无所有。
He must acknowledge He has nothing in front of God.
我们所有的一切都是上帝赐给的。
Whatever we have come from God.
包括我们的生命都是上帝给予的。
Including our life, God gave us our life.
那么我们所有的一切被上帝使用，侍奉上帝，这也是理所当然的。
So all of us was used by God. We serve God. It's really what you should do.
我们的这样，我们这样的侍奉是出于我们的信仰。
This service is come from our faith.
出于我们对我们所信上帝的认识。
In from our understanding of God.
当我们这样甘心的愿意侍奉的时候
，Then this is from our own will, our own mind.
我们就能荣耀上帝。
This way we can glorify God.
当我们能够如此在世上生活的时候。
When we live this life in the world,
我们的生命才是一个感恩的生命。
Our life is give thanks life.
一个感恩的生命一定是一个喜乐的生命。
A thankful life is always a joyful life.
好，我们低头做祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你将你宝贵的话语赐下给我们。
Thank you for giving us your precious word.
让我们在你面前做一个虚心的人。
So we can be poor in spirit in front of you.
单单仰望依靠你。
So we can only look at you and depend on you.
你必赐给我们足够的恩典。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
让我们成为一个合你心意的人。
And we will become a person after your will, following your will.
做合你心意的事情
，so we can do the things that also are following our way.
荣耀你的名
，so we can glorify your name.
谢谢上主赐下话语
，thank you Lord giving us your word.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名
，in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.